Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, everyone. At this point, we turn over the microphone to Dave Elliott, who's the president of the Santa Ana Chamber of Commerce. And Dave hosts our segment called Community Leaders. And we're really, really proud of the interviews that we're doing to help nonprofit organizations and other volunteer organizations and people that are really helping our communities across the country. So, Dave, I'm going to turn it over to you. And good to see you today. How you doing?
Hey, Bill, thanks a bunch. Appreciate being here on the show, and thanks for allowing us to have we call the Community Leaders Corner, where we share the value and opportunities with nonprofit organizations in and around Orange County that are making a difference. So today, I'm very pleased to introduce Travis Witten, Chief Philanthropy Officer of the Santa Ana Boys and Girls Club. Travis, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Dave. I really appreciate it.
Well, Travis, before we get into what's going on at the club, because I know there's a lot of things going on at the club we want to get into, but let's talk a couple of minutes about you and how did you get to Santa Ana and, you know, a little bit of your background and to where you are today?
Well, it's a little bit of a long story, so okay. I'll give you the short version, but I grew up on the East Coast in Connecticut.
And we won't hold that against you. That's okay.
And I went to Duke University for college, and after graduating, I moved to Manhattan, where I had a career on Wall Street for about a dozen years, where I was an equities and derivatives trader for a couple different hedge funds. My wife and I moved out to California in 2006, where we both transferred jobs. And after a couple of years, I wanted to pursue a new career and find deeper passion in what I was doing. And I met Robert Santana, who's the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Santa Ana. And Robert and I really aligned philosophically with the way that he runs the club and manages the club. And we hit it off, and a couple months later, a position opened up, and here I am.
Wow. So Wall Street to Santa Ana, big difference as far as culture and just location of things as well. And then Robert, you can't say no to Robert. I know Robert very well, correct?
Correct. He's very persuasive.
I'm very passionate about the club and the Boys and Girls Clubs in general. So before we go on a little bit, I'm a little curious about the position and title that you have at the clubs. Can you explain to our listeners what that is?
Yes, I am the Chief Philanthropy Officer of the Boys and Girls Club of Santa Ana, and I am responsible for ensuring that our kids have all the resources that they need to be successful in life. It's my role to go out in the community, build relationships with people, and make sure that every donor and every partner that partners with the club has a personalized relationship with the kids that we serve.
That, you know, that is awesome. So it's not just about fundraising, because we can get into fund development, but it's a much broader position for the club.
Correct. A core belief with our club is about building relationships and that making sure that every partner has a relationship with the club and they realize the impact that every dollar given to the club makes on the kids that we serve. It's a core belief that we hold true.
So you deal with obviously private donors, but also corporations and businesses and things as well.
The whole spectrum: individuals, family foundations, corporations, Fortune 500 corporations, local corporations, the whole gamut.
Awesome. I love the title. I mean, I just had not heard that before, and I understand philanthropy and things too. So now let's talk about the club for just a few minutes. Give us some history about nationally the Boys and Girls Club, just a real brief thing, and then let's drill down to the Santa Ana Boys and Girls Club.
Great. So one of the perceptions that I think a lot of people have is of the national organization, Boys and Girls Club of America. Every Boys and Girls Club is its own independent nonprofit. So we are partnered with Boys and Girls Club of America, but their sole duty is to raise funds to support local clubs. The local clubs have no pass-through money to the national. Okay. So every club is an independent nonprofit, and they can serve their community how they best see fit. As we get into Santa Ana, we serve about 900 to 1,000 kids every day during the school year. We have 7 sites throughout the city. We have one main club facility that we own, and then six sites that are in partnership with Santa Ana Unified School District.
So let's take Santa Ana for just a minute. Let's talk about mission and vision. What do you and Robert and the staff and the board, what do you see as at the core of why you're there?
Well, the club's been in Santa Ana for 60 years. This is actually our 60th anniversary, which we're incredibly...
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're incredibly proud of it, and we expect to be there for at least the next 60 as well. And our mission is to ensure that every child has the resources that they need, and we want to make sure that they are on a path to graduate high school on time, and that they have a plan for either college, trade school, military, or some further career. We believe that the kids, by the time they turn 18 or graduate high school, they need to have a plan for their future.
So all the programs that you offer, and we'll talk about programs in just a minute, really are compatible to that vision or that mission of preparation, making sure these kids have all the advantages they have to graduate and pursue careers. And
correct. The families and kids that we serve, about 65% of the families make less than $25,000 a year for a family of five. So that falls below the federal poverty line. The other group of families that we serve fall in that next income bracket, and they are also considered low income. So we are making sure that we have resources. In terms of programming, our club looked about 7 or 8 years ago about the academic achievement gap, and we realized that that's the biggest issue that these kids face. And we came up with what we call our impact model. And that's a way to direct program and provide these kids with a strategic plan to get the assistance they need. So every day the kids come in for 3 hours, they're broken up into age-specific groups, and they go through a three-hour rotation through our program. Mm. The first hour is academic assistance, so they either finish their homework or very close to finishing their homework by the time they leave the club. Mm-hmm. The second hour is physical fitness or health education. And the third hour is what we call enrichment, which is also an academic-based program. It could be Toastmasters, where second graders are learning public speaking. Hmm. It could be a science, technology, engineering, and math curriculum, which was developed with a partnership with UC Irvine. Drug, alcohol, gang awareness prevention. So over the course of the school year, our kids, because they're getting 2 hours of extra academic assistance a day, get 60 days of additional academic work throughout the school year. And that's how we believe we're bending the academic achievement gap with the kids that we serve.
You know, I love that because we see that achievement gap everywhere. I mean, I don't think there's any community that's immune to that, whether you're in a lower income community or even some of the higher income communities. I mean, we still see that achievement gap. So there are how many clubs throughout Orange County?
I believe there are 16 individual organizations in Orange County.
Wow. So let's talk a little bit more about some of the key programs. I mean, that's a big piece that you just mentioned for all the kids. But you're also offering programs to families and things, too. What are some of those programs?
Correct. About 2 years ago, we went through a strategic planning process where how we could better serve our kids. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we realized is that the stronger the family unit, the better odds of our kids being successful. So one of the things that we decided was that during the school day, our club facility, which is about a 25,000 square foot facility, sat empty during the school day.
Yeah.
So why not fill it up? Let's use that space. So we formed what we call our Family Strengthening Initiative, which is partnership with about a dozen other nonprofits. Mm-hmm. They come into our building when the club's empty during the school day and offer programs to the parents free of charge. We don't charge them rent or anything like that. We want to align with nonprofits whose missions align with ours.
Right.
They have a program that's funded. They're just looking for space and clients to deliver it to. So we offer English as a second language classes, financial literacy classes, parenting classes, exercise classes. We do a Zumba class that has 70 to 90 moms and grandmoms in it about every day. There's a whole host of programs. We have an on-site healthcare clinic with Chalk.
I was going to say,
we were the first Boys and Girls Club in the whole movement to have on-site healthcare. It's a partnership we're incredibly proud of. So we believe, like I said before, we believe that strengthening that family unit will improve the odds of success for our kids. And that's how we bend the needle with coming together as a community and really that idea of collective impact, where if everybody comes together and works together, it's a lot easier to bend the needle and have stronger outcomes than if everybody's trying to do things singularly piecemeal, one by themselves.
That's awesome. We're talking with Travis Witten from the Santa Ana Boys and Girls Club. We're going to take a brief break, and when we return, we'll learn more about how the club and its programs are making a difference in and around Santa Ana.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Olive Crest is a local nonprofit organization dedicated to preventing child abuse, treating and educating at-risk children, and preserving the family one life at a time. For 40 years, Olive Crest has provided safe, loving homes to at-risk youth throughout Southern California, Nevada, and the Pacific Northwest. There are many ways you can help, including volunteering or becoming a foster parent. Go to www.olivecrest.org or call 1-800-550-CHILD to learn more. That's 1-800-550-CHILD. Call today.
Welcome back to our Community Leaders Corner with our guest, Travis Witten, Chief Philanthropy Officer of the Santa Ana Boys and Girls Club. So, Travis, let's talk about some specific stories that the club has been involved with, say, some of the kids that where you've made a difference in, say, a child's life. You maybe share a story, too, about some examples of that.
Yeah, we have a lot of great kids that we serve. One that pops instantly to mind is our 2014 Youth of the Year. Her name is Daisy Monjares. She's a junior at Century High School right now. She's a great role model for all our kids. She's in, I think, 5 AP classes right now. She's got a 4.3 GPA. I mean, she's really doing great work. Her dream is to go to UC Santa Barbara or Boston University back on the East Coast.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. She wants to become a child psychologist and come back and help, the kids of Santa Ana and her community. She's amazing. I mean, she had an opportunity last summer to travel to London free of charge. That was she won a prize for that through the club, which was just a tremendous experience for her to grow, to travel to another country. I mean, she's an amazing individual. She's a great role model with all the other club kids.
And so she's come up through the club over the years and been involved?
She's been with the club, I think, now for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so she came to us as a teen and has been very involved in our teen program.
Great. Maybe another story?
It's hard to pick as many of them.
Sure.
On the younger side,
especially when dealing with 900 to 1,000.
Yeah, it's tough to pull that many, but yeah, we serve a lot of great kids. They're there to improve their lives. They might not think of it that way, but the strategy behind what we're doing. But, you know, they have a lot of fun what we're doing, and we're trying to make it as big of an impact as possible in their lives.
Well, having been or being here in Santa Ana with the Chamber, we see and understand a lot of the good things that you guys are doing. So hats off to you guys. Keep up the great work. So let's talk about a big thing that's happening over at the club, and that's this whole renovation. Tell us about what's going on with the club when it comes to this new renovation program and how it's going to affect the club and moving forward.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're just started construction of a $2.4 million investment into our main club facility in Santa Ana. It's like I said, the club's 60 years old. There's only so much paint and duct tape that can hold the building together with that many kids going through the doors.
I like that duct tape, yeah.
So it's time for its 60-year renovation. We're going to be able to expand the footprint of the club. Mm-hmm. And one of the most exciting components of this expansion is we're going to have a 3,500 square foot dedicated teen center, which is going to allow us to have two separate spaces for the younger kids and the teens, because best practices show that teens do not want to go to a boys and girls club because they think that's where the kids are, and they want their own separate space. So we're really excited to have this new space for the teens.
So with that space, when do you anticipate construction?
Construction is going on right now, and it should be finished by the end of August. Big knock on wood with that one, yes.
Well, I knew that you were in the process. I didn't realize that we were still moving dirt and changing things up. So in moving forward, What are there some programs that you think because of this renovation? I mean, I understand with the teen center, it makes total sense. Are there some other programs that you anticipate being able to add at some point down the road? Maybe not right now, but at some point down the road that would enhance, you know, the offering of what the club is doing with the kids?
Absolutely. I mean, as we look at this building project, you know, it's a building. It's mm-hmm. going to be a nice, shiny new building. It's going to allow us to do a lot of new things with technology, but it's just a building.
Mm-hmm.
And the important part is not the building itself, but what the building is going to allow us to do.
Right.
And kind of like what you just mentioned about in terms of the program, on the teen side, we're starting what we call as our teen empowerment strategy. And the core of that is a program called College Bound. And that is a case management for every teen that goes through this program to make sure that they are progressing through high school on time,
okay.
and that person is mentoring them through high school and putting them on a track for college and career. And that is basically bringing a high school counselor resource
mm-hmm.
full-time to the club.
That's great. I mean, you know, that's the kind of stuff that we need to not only have but hear about, because that makes a difference, because you're customizing it to every kid that's there.
Exactly. And in the city of Santa Ana, the student to counselor ratio in the high schools is 400 students to every one counselor. Yeah. So the odds of them getting served,
right.
it's just a numbers game. It's really hard. So we're really excited about bringing that resource to the teens. On the youth side, we've started a partnership with Orange County United Way, which is focusing on early literacy intervention.
Mm-hmm.
So we literally just started in our summer program a couple weeks ago, a program that's targeting early literacy intervention for kids kindergarten through third grade. We're doing a pretest to assess what level of literacy these kids are at,
mm-hmm.
and we are directing resources and programs based on their reading needs. Because the studies show that if a child's not reading grade proficient by the fifth grade, the odds of them graduating high school are significantly lower, and therefore their odds of entering a life of crime are significantly
sure.
higher. Yeah. So we want to be that organization that targets kids on the young age and partners with Orange County United Way to really make
and
an impact.
And partnerships are huge. So that's really good news to hear as well. So what are some of the needs for our listeners if they wanted to get involved with the club? What are some of the things that you're looking for that you have needs for? I mean, there's always money. We get that. But what are some of the other things?
Of course. I mean, like I said earlier, it's about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We want to partner with people and find where they want to connect, whether that's financial, like you just mentioned with cash, whether that's volunteering at the club, whether that's you know, going to our gala in the fall, whether that's supporting our backpack drive for our back to school drive coming up in August. There's numerous ways to give back. You know, we like to say that the programs that we offer, there's a lot of programs, there's a lot of things that we provide, but the core of that is that we need role models and positive influences on our kids, and we need people to be mentors for our kids. So that's one of the biggest ways we could have people give back.
That is awesome. So if someone, a company or an individual or a service club, wanted to get in contact with you, how would they do that? What, your phone number, website?
Yeah, my direct phone number is 714-543-5129.
That again.
714-543-5129.
Okay.
But probably the best way is our website. We just relaunched our website a couple weeks ago. It's boysandgirlsclub.com. And there's a host of resources and information there. Volunteer opportunities, financial opportunities, sponsorship opportunities. There's a ton of information, contact information. Anyone who's interested, please feel free to reach out and give me a call.
So I have one last question for you. What gets you up in the morning?
It's serving these kids and knowing that what we're doing is impacting their lives. I mean, it's just such a joy to be able to go into our club sites and see the smiles on these kids' faces and know that they're, through partnerships in the community, they're going to have the resources that they need to be successful in life.
Travis, thank you very much. It's great to have you on the program today. So thank you for joining us today, and keep up the great work. Thanks for your thoughts and your insights about the Boys and Girls Club here in Santa Ana and Boys and Girls Clubs around the country. So keep up the awesome work.
Thank you.
You know, check back with us from time to time. Let us know how things are going. So you can find today's interview with Travis Whitten at exitcoachradio.com. Share this with your friends and tune in next week at this time for our Community Leaders Corner with our guest, Don Reese, from the wooden floor. It will be great. Blessings. Have a great day.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.